Siren Radio.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. In fact, we like to hear it so much, we'd prefer to actually go and press this button here.
Inspired on air, originated by Sarah Bullimore, named by Julie Ellaby, and with added Amelia Chambers, Michael Blackburn, and Alex Levchuk, taking the world of regional arts entertainment into a whole new dimension.
There you are, Michael. Finally, you've made it to actually getting an ident for yourself. Splendid. I know, it's wonderful stuff. Your namesake, Michael Woodall, hasn't made that so far because we were expecting Julie Ellaby. And so she's missed the unveiling of her ident. Never mind. The important thing today is we have had a takeover. We've had an Inspired on Air takeover. And it's a takeover by the Stamford Welland Academy. Thanks to the awesome Sarah Oliver, who I believe is online now. Sarah Oliver, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Alex. We're very pleased to have you. If me and my pupils can just give you a bit of a shout out, everyone, to show that you're here.
Yay!
We have a room full of us in the library along with the staff. We've got Charlotte Boofer, the head of English, and Zoe Ballard, the head of history, with me here today, along with students from across the year group to talk about our fabulous Festival of Thought.
Well, this is it. Of course, this is the whole thing about Lincoln Inspired. It's about inspiring festivals and a whole stack of other things from that point of view. So, Sarah, would you like to just set the scene before we actually start speaking to the famous Ben Doyle, the infamous Charlie Buckley, the equally famous Emily Shaw, and the possibly not infamous Carrie Miller? No, they're just four of the names from Year 7 who'll be up with this whole thing. Sarah, tell us about this amazing thing which is tying together the Holocaust Education Centre with much, much more as well.
Yes, fantastic. So on the 27th to the 29th of June, we have a three-day festival centered around some real key themes. It's critical thinking, culture, creativity, curiosity, and community. We're working with five primary schools and New College Stamford. And basically, the idea is we're challenging and developing critical thought with the aim of developing fully rounded human beings. The whole idea with thought, of course, is students need to reason, they need to problem solve, they need to question the world around them in order to have a really strong world view. And this obviously all underpins every subject. Critical thinking is a real high-level skill, and what we're trying to do is prepare our students to get the highest possible, both the highest possible grades, but also develop them as human beings and really sort of question politics and question the big ideas, really. So we have a fantastic week of activities. We, as you mentioned, are working with the National Holocaust Centre. The pupils will tell you a little bit more about that. We have a range of competitions. We have some very exciting writers, visitors. We have our own version of Question Time, which the pupils will tell you about. And it's all very exciting. We're very, very proud to be presenting and hosting this festival.
Absolutely excellent. Michael Blackburn, have you got any immediate questions you want to put to Sarah before we actually pass on to a quartet of quality from Year 7?
All the C's there, creativity, communications. It sounds very exciting projects. I'm just thinking about what kind of books and such like that you're getting students to read to kind of hone their skills on.
Interesting one for that. Is that a question or just an observation?
Both.
It's both. It's both.
That's how I always confuse my students.
Well, I mean, it's Stamford. I always appreciate it. Funny enough, I only get to Stamford probably once a year. It's for the Burley Horse Trials, but it's well worth the visit just for that. Other Michael, just wearing your hat as young audiences producer at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, this must be very exciting news for yourself.
Yeah, I just think, again, not really a question, more of a... It just sounds brilliant because I think especially the way that the world is going at the minute, you know, there's not a lot of opportunities to kind of have creativity throughout schools. And I think this is a great way to show that actually every single subject can be creative and you can put your own spin on learning new things. And I think that this just sounds really exciting and something that I would love to have done at school.
It's a firm hats off and a nod of the hat from Siren Radio to your good self, Sarah Oliver, and the team. Now, let's move on to Ben, Charlie, Emily and Carrie, if we may. Who's going to be up first, Sarah?
We've got Ben first.
Okay. Ben, good afternoon. Welcome to Siren Radio. I'm sure you'll be signing autographs and everything else when people actually say, hey, were you the first, Ben? Were you the first solo actually went live on Siren Radio? Ben, talk to us about how you got involved with this project and, as a Year 7 student, what you've been doing with the National Space Centre, the Holocaust Survivor Talk, and, of course, well, what you're planning for.
So, we've got some really good competitions. We've got a competition for arts for primary, secondary and college for 8 to 18-year-olds. We also have a creative writing competition for 8 to 18-year-olds and also a creative writing competition for adults as well.
Sounds good. And creative writing, Michael, you might have one or two questions for Ben. Go.
Yes. Are there any particular themes? Are you going to restrict the themes that people can write about, or can they write about anything at all they want?
Kind of based around like critical thinking and stuff, and the Festival of Thought.
So it's about the power of thought. It's you know, getting pupils to think about a time where they've sort of challenged something, or you know, really thought about a big issue, or they've thought about philosophy. A lot of this ties into, you know, why are we here? What's our purpose? Ben's is a fantastic writer. Very keen to enter the competition, aren't you, Ben?
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Ben, the thinker, as we refer to him from that perspective. Well done, Ben. Let's move on to Charlie, if we may, because I think it'd be quite nice to obviously spread the baton, the microphone, various other bits and pieces. Charlie, Deep Thought, a character in a radio play originally by Douglas Adams called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which you will never have heard of, but I just thought I'd mention Deep Thought there because it sprang to mind. Charlie, what thoughts have you been thinking, or what are you preparing for this festival?
Planning a fantastic exhibition brought to you by the International Space Station.
Now, that has certainly captured my imagination because, you know, when it comes to space, people have said I've been out there for years. What was it that appealed to yourself in particular about the space station? Or is it a case of, you know, you weren't really that interested in astronomy or the International Space Station before you came up with this idea?
I've always been very interested in space, and I am definitely going to go to this exhibition.
And, of course, the thing is, you, Charlie, are probably of the generation who will actually travel in space before too long. I mean, if Richard Branson could be listening to this programme at this particular moment in time, if he was actually keen, or indeed Elon Musk was saying, I'm looking for the next generation, I want Charlie Buckley to captain my next starship, would you be up for that?
Yes, definitely.
Good. That's what I say, yeah, good sort of solid...
You've been learning about it in English at the minute, haven't we, in preparation? Do you want to explain what we've been doing, Charlie?
Yeah, we've been looking at like the pros and cons of space tourism, like is it elitist, and yeah, how it will affect society.
This is looking more and more like a wonderful sort of synergistic exercise. Thoughts become things. The likelihood of space not just being the final frontier, but also being a relatively ubiquitous final frontier. Michael, again, I can see your eyes lighting up now. I mean, there's got to be things you can actually work on in terms of dramatic stuff for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre for these.
Yeah, it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit because these sort of things we couldn't do when we were at school. And I think the fact that you're asking these questions and that you're, you know, looking forward to the future in this sort of way is really exciting. And again, you know, something that I would really be keen to make into some sort of piece or make into some sort of festival of our own if that's something that people are interested in. So, yeah, hats off, really good.
I mean, I'm thinking, obviously, there are sequels being put together here. We could talk about all ways of things forward from that point of view. Charlie, thanks for your time. Who knows, we might, if time allows, come back to you later or various other bits of pieces. Emily Shaw, I think, is the next young solo who's actually up here, also from Year 7, and also possibly involved as well with respect to the excitement of space, or maybe something else. Emily, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
OK, Emily, what's your particular share in this Festival of Thought?
So the Stanford Library are coming into our school to set up a workshop about literacy and teaching primary school students about creative writing and how like writing brings people together and how to be creative when you're writing.
Writing, bringing people together, Michael. I mean, it seems as though you've actually got the next set of guest speakers here for your postgraduate classes, I would have thought.
Indeed. I mean, getting writers together is very useful because, as you know, writing can be quite a solitary profession. So it's great if people who are interested in writing and are writing to get together every now and then to talk about things and learn new things and support each other. So it's great.
Emily, from your own perspective, any particular aspects of the festival that are appealing to yourself, which you're thinking about? Because obviously Charlie said he's very much fascinated by space. What about yourself? Are you going to say time?
I'm quite excited about the literacy workshop, and I'm also really excited about learning more about the Holocaust, because it's kind of something I've always been interested in, because I've loved learning about history and, like, world leaders in the past and stuff like that, and just learning about how people used to live in the past.
And, of course, the recent revelation of Anne Frank's diary entries, which even more have been discovered, in which she actually comments on other sort of interesting aspects, is part and parcel of the huge tragedy that particular element of human experience was. Maybe we should always bear in mind we need to learn from our past mistakes and not repeat them. Emily, thanks for that. That's brilliant. Sarah presumably is now doing fantastic duties by actually passing the phone over to Carrie Miller, if that's okay. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, Carrie. We've had the Holocaust, we've had space, we've had a variety of other bits and pieces. Talk us through your own pathway in this project and what, again, is stimulating your own mind in particular when this first came up and Sarah sort of introduced this whole notion of the festival as well.
So I'll be talking about more of the Holocaust Centre. So someone from there will be coming in to talk to the primary schools as well as us about the Holocaust period and how dreadful it was, as well as how important it is not to treat others differently because of who they are, whether they're disabled or homosexual.
Indeed, or indeed a whole range of sort of aspects coming through on that basis. I mean, it is something. We look around at the world today. I was doing a piece this morning in which people said there's so much stress that's actually around. We can't go down that line of simply selecting things on the basis of things we don't agree with. It's just not. And I think actually it's up to yourself, Gary, to carry the baton into the next generation as well and work through the process accordingly. Ben, Charlie, Emily and Carrie, can we have a round of applause, please, for the opening sort of year seven, which is wonderful. Absolutely outstanding there. Sarah, did you say you had one of the tutors or teachers who was also around who could perhaps say a few words about this whole system?
Absolutely. We've got the head of history, Zoe Ballard, that's just going to tell us a little bit more about our work with the National Holocaust Centre.
Excellent. Zoe, it's an absolute delight to speak to your good self. Presumably you're not related to J.G. Ballard at all, just a minor point. That's interesting.
No.
Just a thought.
Good afternoon. No, I think that's my husband's side.
Ah, yeah. There we are. Anyway, yeah. Zoe, talk to us as head of history about living history, make it come alive. I mean, the enthusiasm we've already had from Ben, Charlie, Emily and Carrie has been tangible. So this is what actually education, real education, is all about, surely.
For me, it is, and it's just so exciting what's planned for June. The history is about challenging questions. History is about trying to understand actions of individuals in the past to try and understand the world in which we live in today. And this opportunity to work with the National Holocaust Centre and also to have Holocaust survivors come to school to talk to not only to the students but also to the members of the public, I just feel is so important, because this World War II generation sadly is passing away with time, and I think it's so important for us to find a way to ensure that events such as the Holocaust don't slip into memory and don't slip into the past, that we don't forget what has occurred. And that's what's so important about the digital archives that are being brought by the National Holocaust Centre, to be able to have that tangible link with the events of the past and also have those personal experiences. Because you mentioned, I smiled a minute ago when you mentioned Anne Frank, the fact that, they've published the jokes that she wrote in her diary, and she'd glued down the pages, didn't she, so nobody could see the jokes that she'd made. And
they were risque jokes. They were adult jokes.
They were
sort of a little bit saucy in terms of notions, etc.
And I do question whether teenagers, it just shows how teenagers are the same regardless of the generation, I think, of when you were born. And I think it's our students having that understanding and being able to challenge some of the questions and some of the interpretations and representations that are presented to them in the media today, and be able to think for themselves critically about the type of world that they want to live in by looking at the experiences from those who've lived in the past.
I think that sums it up perfectly. In fact, so well, we're going to take a musical break just to kind of collect our thoughts and senses here. But if you can actually pass, I'll ask Michael from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre to actually make a decision. Ben, Charlie, Emily or Carrie, who would you actually say should be the person who we should ask to introduce the next piece of music that we're going to hear from Ed Sheeran?
Should we go with Charlie?
Charlie. Okay, Charlie, you are our choice, so we can have Charlie Buckley back from this particular sort of area. Charlie, your role is quite simple, and think about it as though you're launching a spacecraft into the wild blue yonder. We'd like you to introduce Ed Sheeran with, of course, something which is particularly apt given the nature of the festival that we've actually got here. Over to you, Charlie.
This will be Ed Sheeran with his song Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
And just when you thought, oh, that, I mean, surely after the Space Centre and the Holocaust Centre, that's all we actually need to have a festival of deep thought, it gets even better, because we move up to visiting authors James Hazel, publisher Linda Bennett. We've also got Year 8, I believe, all set and ready to go now, in which we can welcome the wonderful Lolo Hilliard and equally wonderful Ted Geneva. Or is it Geneva, Ted? I'm never quite sure, really. Is it Ted Geneva, Ted Geneva? We'll find
out. It's Geneva, but unfortunately he's not able to join us, but we do have Lola.
Excellent. Okay, Lola, delighted to speak to yourself, Lola. Share with us your experience as a Year 8 soul and how you're getting involved with this Festival of Thinking.
We'll soon have a guest coming into our school, Stamford Rowland Academy. He's a Lincoln-based novelist and solicitor called James Hazel, and recently in June he published his book called The Mayfly, and will soon be coming in to talk about the novel. It's about the Holocaust and very interesting. In September he'll soon be publishing a new book called The Ash Doll, which he recommends for older years, like relatives or like adults. He'd be thankful if you check that out for him.
I think that's nice. Authors are, aren't they, Michael? They're thankful. They're thankful. It's not so much an attitude of gratitude, but you know, check it out. It'll be very good. We appreciate that.
Much to be encouraged.
And I think so. You know, because I mean, it's all very writing the stuff, but at the end of the day, it's nice to actually have it read as well. Lola, when this idea came forward and it was suggested to you, what were your initial thoughts? You think, oh, how boring? You know, it's ridiculous. It's like years ago. What is it that kind of has grabbed you to the extent that now you're talking about the festival live on air on Siren Radio?
I thought it'd be quite interesting and exciting as he could share his ideas with the whole school.
Which is pretty much what it's all about. It's like Krishnamurti, education by dialogue. There's a little line for you in terms of a philosophical aspect of that. Michael from LPAC, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, I said. I know you don't like the sort of acronym from that. Would you like to just share with the pupils and staff at Stamford the kind of things you're doing at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, and also how really this kind of dovetails quite nicely with this June Festival of Ideas and so on?
Yeah, well, kind of similarly, we're wanting to have a lot more events that are happening kind of across Lincoln, across the county, and kind of popping up and working more with the community and with schools, rather than just kind of saying, we're a theatre and you have to come to us and you have to come to these events. You know, they're very important, but it's also important for us to work with a multitude of people. So we're having this thing called Pop-Out Festival, which has been happening anyway, and these things called 10 Residences, where we're literally going to be popping up in different locations. We've got one happening in Bootham Park, and it's going to be programmed events. It's going to be kind of theatre, pop-up kind of performances. But there's also opportunities for local people to kind of tell us what they want to happen. So, for instance, we're working with people in Sintel Bank, and they're wanting sort of a seaside themed event, and we're working with their residents to kind of say, you know, what kind of things can we bring to the table. We're kind of having some seaside themed puppetry popping up, and yeah, so we're kind of just working with local people to find out what they want, really.
And this is taking place when?
So that one's going to be on the 19th of August under Pelham Bridge, and then there's also going to be one either the 1st or 2nd of September. That's the Bootham Park one.
Ample time, you see, ample time for people to actually make their way from Stamford. Yeah, to you can actually get a horse-drawn carriage. Wonderful. It's great. Let's proceed from Year 8 into Year 9, if we may, Sarah, and we'll move straight into the notions of the school field fate and fundraising activities for mental health charities. This week, of course, is mental health awareness issues, etc., inflatable assault courses, and a whole heap of other setups that some might actually say the sort of the main sort of delivery of pain was all about. But no, he's just head of PE. He's interested in the wellness of the whole system. That'd be Simon Isaac. Or is it Simon Isaac? It's Simon Isaac, I believe. Simon, how are you?
Simon is.
He's running. He's running away. He's running away at this present.
The three year nine pupils. We've got Ethan, that's desperate to tell you all about our fantastic fate.
Then let's not keep Ethan waiting any longer. And Nathaniel and Kai will have to just wait. Ethan, come to your time is now. And clearly, the head of PE, he's actually doing a fitness session elsewhere, which is important. It keeps on going. You know, exercise is good for you. Ethan, talk to us about this school fate that you're putting together.
Stanford Rowland Academy are widening the curriculum of masculinity by bringing inflatable assault courses and warrior battles to empower themselves and boost their self-esteem, with it being a competition to prove who the dominant person is, and this is all to raise awareness for mental health.
Again, a very interesting and fascinating system in terms of that. I suppose it's alpha males. You know, it's often a masculine thing, basically, where you've got to go, I mean, I know that's a dreadful system, and it's all. It is. In these days, we have a whole range of sort of aspects. I'm digging my hole for myself here, clearly. Thank you. It's okay. Let's step away from that sort of point of view immediately. Ethan, the inflatable assault course, what will the challenges be on that inflatable assault course? I mean, is it just going to be a giant bouncy castle?
It's going to be like a ninja warrior type course where their friends can race against each other and prove who the better person is.
A ninja warrior course without the blades, which is good. You know, rotating knives now, it's not going to happen. Thank you, Ethan, for that. Sarah, I believe we've got Nathaniel next. Is he?
Well, actually, we've just had Simon Isaacs has just dived into the room. Quite an impressive display, if you'd have seen his acrobatics. So he's here, actually.
I would expect nothing less from Simon Isaac other than a triple backwards somersault and a full sort of pas de deux and plié, mixing and matching both ballet and the whole notion of gymnastics in one, which is wonderful.
And I stuck the landing.
Oh, very impressed, Simon. This is great stuff. So, I mean, thoughts from yourself on this activity? Because clearly you've got Ethan, Nathaniel and Kai on the case, so it's looking good. And obviously it's a great cause as well.
We've also got Dylan, who's on it with us. It's a great opportunity for the kids. It's provided and the wider community. And it's an opportunity to explore how sport links into a wide variety of these issues and how we can really enforce the importance of sport and our mental and physical well-being.
At this moment in time, of course, great satisfaction for Lincoln City fans because clearly the Cowley brothers are doing some fantastic stuff here. People might be listening to this whilst Lincoln are playing the second leg of their playoff. They're currently 0-0 with Exeter. Is it good news for Lincoln City, or is it a case of, no, we're in Stamford, we don't care about you northern souls?
I think it was a good result for Lincoln, and I think going down to Exeter, they stand a great chance. In terms of my own perspective, I'm a Fulham fan, so...
Oh, so celebrations, you're playing Aston Villa after that.
Wembley.
Yes, exactly. And note, I'm very impressed the way you actually use the traditional footballing routine there with respect to Wembley, the three syllables as opposed to Wembley. Very nice, you know, we're off to Wembley, Wembley, Wembley. It's very important, you know, you've got to get these things right. If you're listening and you're taking English, really, that's just it's an accent scenario. Thank you for that, Simon. It's been. We'll allow you to get back to your running now. I mean, it's fantastic. I'm sure he just works out in all sorts. Are you wearing a tracksuit, Simon, by the way?
I'm in shorts today.
Yeah, yes. It's a cliche, but you know, you can tell. It's just working through the feel the pain and make the gain. That's the important thing. Okay. Did Nathaniel or Kai want to say anything, Sarah? Because if not, we can progress onwards.
We've just got Kai and Dylan that just wanted to say a couple of words.
Okay, yep. Kai, we'll come to you first.
Okay. Mental health is something that shouldn't be kept quiet. It's something that should be...
is that
about.
Simon Isaac sort of wrecking things as he's passing out? Yeah, I knew. You know, just hold it. Security. Call security. Sometimes.
He's just showing off.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Kai, let's get back to the serious line you were taking.
Yeah. It's something that shouldn't be kept quiet. You should be open about it and talk to people.
And that pretty much is it. I mean, again, it's talking, it's sharing, it's communicating about this whole system. And I think it needs to be very much intrinsic to the festival of thought and various other things. Any quick questions that you've got, Michael, for Kai?
I'm not sure, really. I guess I wonder where your kind of inspiration for this sort of assault course and this physical activity in regards to mental health, where that sort of came from.
Yeah, it's from our English lessons with Macbeth, because we're doing masculinity.
I see what you did there.
Great.
Out, Dan Spot. I wouldn't mention the Scottish play on air, but you just have, so what the hey is. We've already had this sort of incidents on that basis. Fantastic. Kai, thanks for that. That's brilliant. Now, did you say that we had one mother more soul from year nine, Sarah?
Pat Dylan. He just wanted to say a couple of words.
OK, Dylan, a couple of words. Over to you.
As you know, that we have the inflatable assault courses and different challenges coming in, but it's not just to raise awareness for mental health, but it's to bring the community together with different activities and raise the community spirit up.
Brilliant. Let's move on and have another musical break before we actually go into a feature from Year 10. That would be looking at Rihanna, Dom, Jay, Jack and Alice. They're going to answer the question. Yeah, I know. It is very exciting. And maybe they can give us an answer to the following little number. Where is the love? Self-evidently, the love is to be found in Stamford with respect to the Festival of Thought. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, let's move on because time as ever is pressing. Should we go with Rihanna, Dom, Jay, Jack or Alice? Who's up first?
Absolutely. If we start with Dom, he's going to tell you a little bit about our very own version of Question Time, big public event.
Marvellous. OK. Well, without going into a Jeremy Paxman scenario, or even Robin Day, Sir Robin Day, although he passed away a few years ago, what's going to be happening, Dom, with respect to Question Time and this Festival of Thought?
We're going to be having a mock-up of BBC's Question Time involving many influential people, such as the Mayor of Stamford, Councillor Jackie Smith, James Hazel, a owner of a law firm in Stamford,
And the very same James Hazel who would like people to like his books. It's all right, we will.
Indeed.
We will like that, James. It's okay.
put it forward as a question on Question Time as well, which is awesome. And Dom, what's your role in this Question Time going to be?
I'm going to be on the board, if you will, with all the people who are involved in this.
Very good. So you'll be...
people I've mentioned, we have Janet Meenahan, the Cabinet Member for Mental Health and Wellbeing, and the CEO of the Holocaust Museum, Phil Lyons, our version of David Dimbleby.
He actually looks a little bit like David Dimbleby, which also helps, I think.
Maybe you should actually say David Dimbleby looks a little bit like Phil Lyons, you know, that's sort of redress the balance here. You know, I mean, it's all very well, David doing his stuff about that, which is fine. Dom, sounds absolutely brilliant. Are you looking forward to it?
I definitely am. I'd absolutely love to definitely challenge and talk about the political views of others.
Political views of others, does that mean you keep yourself quite neutral and say it's okay, I might be a secret follower of Kim Jong-un in the North Korea, but otherwise, yeah, it's okay. He's already not saying anything. He can't, obviously, because North Korea will be upset from that point of view. Thanks, Tom. That's fantastic. Who's up next, Sarah?
We've got Jay talking a little bit more.
Okay.
Jay's actually part of in a band, and he's going to be playing some live music on our fate, as well as being involved in the Question Time event.
Jay, this sounds as though you've got an awesome responsibility, because you've got to do that live music whilst people are dealing with the inflatable assault course, which could be a recipe for carnage, but I'm sure it'll work. What sort of music will you be playing?
We'll be playing songs by Arctic Monkeys and maybe a bit of Nirvana, and songs that were two or one songs that we have wrote ourselves.
Oh, so some original songwriting material as well. Now, from the choice of Arctic Monkeys or Nirvana, I'm getting flavour of a bit of grunge metal. Is it a case of Smells Like Teen Spirit should be the school anthem if you had your way?
Yeah, as a drummer myself, I love a bit of metal.
All right, very good. Jay, you know, you share your name with Jay Osmond. He used to be with a band called The Osmonds. You probably never heard of them. Use YouTube, look them up via various other bits and pieces. You'll find that when Jay Osmond went crazy, he was particularly sort of, you know, extraordinary. It's one bad apple and crazy horses. Fantastic stuff. Okay, that leaves Jack, Alice or Rihanna. Who might be next to the microphone?
We've got Alice next.
Okay, Alice, clearly you've got a drummer. You've got Dom doing his political balancing act and so on. Where do you fit into this whole activity in terms of Question Time and indeed the art and writing competitions that are being developed as well?
I must say, out of like art and English and the competitions, I'm definitely more of a historian, and I'm more excited about the Holocaust evening because I know how important first-hand accounts are and how that will help me understand more about what happened in the Holocaust, and it'll help me kind of sink in a bit more.
Well, certainly I would recommend our monthly programme Past Prologue to yourself, in which a historical colleague and friend, Dr Finn Pollard, gets together a whole range of colleagues from the University of Lincoln History Department and beyond to actually talk about various histories. You can listen to all the podcasts online. I'll send the link to Sarah. You might sort of find that whole range of fascinating things with that, Alice. That's what we call cross-promoting. Thank you for that. It's brilliant. Which leaves Rihanna or Jack?
Rihanna? Yeah. Hi there. Stanford Brown Academy will be inviting Adam Fox's performing arts students from the new Stanford College to come to our festival to perform their moving piece of discrimination. This will give all of us students and staff a better understanding of the effects of discrimination. Personally, as a drama student, I feel like a dramatical piece will connect to us all a lot more. This will open our eyes see the horrors of the Holocaust.
So interesting thoughts there. Lots of deep thoughts and lots of impressive lines, as we said at the start of the piece with Sarah, of course. I think that just leaves Jack Shuttleworth to actually wrap up this whole aspect of Year 10. So, Jack, what's your part to play in this exciting festival?
So I was part of the Question Time, on the Question Time aspect of the, like, the days, and I think, like, considering politics and everything which is going on in the world, I think it's important for us to question certain ideas, and it's good to make our minds up about things, because we're living in the 21st century, where one press of a button and we've got like the world of information. So I think it's important to challenge problems like discrimination from all different backgrounds and factors, and also making our minds up about certain world choices and things. Like, yeah.
Jack, thanks for that. We've heard from Rihanna, from Dom, from Jay, from Jack, from Alice, from Nathaniel, Ethan and Kai, from Lola, Ben, Charlie, Emily, Carrie. Lots of sort of exciting things coming up there. What are your closing thoughts from yourself in terms of what we've listened to, or what we've been listening to on Inspired Air today, Michael Blackburn?
I think it's absolutely amazing. I think it's really encouraging that young people are so involved, you know, enthusiastic about these things and really getting, exploring different ways of looking at them.
And other Michael?
Yeah, again, I think a lot of amazing things happening. I think the last group particularly, that a lot of things came up that were different, like the kind of drama showings, the assault course, the question time. It's kind of catering to all different kinds of people, which is great.
And as we said at the top of the piece, this is fantastic stuff because you know, it just shares the goodness that's actually happening. Sarah, any closing thoughts from yourself about how people can get hold of details? Or, I mean, you just mentioned some of the public events that are actually there. Talk about the Deep Thought Festival. It's time for you, Sarah, to sort of wrap us up, if that's okay.
Fantastic, thank you. Well, please come and view our website, stanfordwellandacademy.org, for the full published programme of all our events. All our events for the public are free, so we welcome as many people as possible. And also, I really need to give a big shout-out. We do have Mrs. Boofer here, our head of English. There's just one or two words she wanted to say about the fantastic competitions that she's actually helping to shortlist. Just so, because these really are open to anybody.
Well, then let's open the field up for Mrs. Boothor. It's good to connect with your good self. Share with us how can people get involved with these great competitions.
Hello, good afternoon. It's been so exciting to hear our students talk so enthusiastically about all the wonderful things that we're running here. It really is a testament to all of the hard work that Sarah's put in over the last few months.
I know you secretly didn't believe they could do it, but they have, and they will do that. It's okay, we know that. Sometimes you put your faith in your pupils and your students, you think, we're not going to... But they do. It's amazing. It's like faith in humanity. Astounding. Anyway, moving on.
It's the art of the teacher to see inside a child what they can't see in themselves, and I think these creative writing competitions really do sort of see that coming in. We've already started getting in some entries, and I've been sort of trying to circulate the adult writing writing competition just as far and wide as we are with the young person's writing competition. And we're really looking at what is it that makes a great story. So which stories do you sort of stay with you? So whether they've got a twist or a turn, is it a question that we're left with? We've got Linda Bennett, director of Salt Publishing. We've got James Hazel looking at some of our shortlists as well. I'm working with Leah Rickard, who's in charge of Stamford Libraries. And we're just really trying to build this idea of writing, and not just for this festival, but also for longevity. How can we keep creative writing within our community? You know, Stamford is a real hub for the town and for the local area of all the exciting things that happen locally. We should really be trying to kind of capture.
It's like stepping into a Pickwick Papers shot. That's for me. Whenever I go to Stamford, I feel as though it's Dickens. It's just around the corner. I expect to see Mr. Pickwick and Sam and all sorts of things there. It's awesome. If only time allowed, we progress even further with this. And we will, I think, guarantee we'll be coming back to do further links with your good selves. It's been a fantastic connection with you today. We've still got to go to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal to talk about the Dam Busters event that's coming up tomorrow. So in the studio, can we have a round of applause for the fabulous staff and students of Stamford Academy, please? Thank you.
And can we thank you, Alex, for hosting us? We really appreciate the time you've given us today.
It's been a genuine delight. Oh. Well, this is for Jay and the rest of the whole system. It's a bit of nirvana. It'll take us round to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Smells like teen spirit. Well done, everybody. And Inspired On Air continues.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
She's
Michael Blackburn, what will you be doing on Thursday the 17th of May at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal? Dam Busters. There is a screening of Dam Busters at 75 live from the Royal Albert Hall to Lincoln. Who could speak about this with key sort of... It has to be Amelia Chambers. Amelia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. We've just recovered from the excitement and joy of the Stamford Welland Academy. Students of years 8, 9, 10... Yes, 8, 9, 10. And various teachers as well taking part in a whole variety of exciting things there. And have eased round to this phenomenal system, which is a live screening at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln on Thursday the 17th of May. So if you're listening to this as a repeat on Thursday evening, I'm sorry, you've missed it. But if you're listening live on the Wednesday, all's well with the world. Or if you're listening by podcast, or indeed on demand, let's use that particular phrase, because some people might be watching Eurovision on demand. Grab hold of the microphone now. Sorry, I just had a Siri moment there for a moment, Amelia. You'd appreciate it. It's a little cool. We had to keep on going. Let's focus very much on the Dam Busters at 75, live from the Royal Albert Hall. Share with us what's it about, Amelia.
Well, it's amazing. So we have a live broadcast from the Royal Albert Hall. So this follows on from the live screenings that we have from the Opera House. And it's basically going to be, it's a commemorative screening, and they're 15 minutes live from the Albert Hall, where people will be interviewed, and there will be previews of the film, and then a new 4K version of the film will be shown. So it's supposed to be amazing, and we'll all be there to view it, and so there it is.
You've got TV historian Dan Snow hosting the commemorative screening, paying tributes to Wing Commander Guy Gibson and his comrades of the legendary 617 Squadron. Mm-hmm. You know, it was pretty much the Dam Busters theme that I had in mind when we got together with our ace voiceover artist to actually construct this, which, of course, Amelia hasn't as yet heard.
Inspired on air, originated by Sarah Bullimore, named by Julie Ellaby, and with added Amelia Chambers, Michael Blackburn, and Alex Levchuk, taking the world of regional arts entertainment into a whole new dimension.
See, added Amelia Chambers there. Added. Yeah, that's an important thing. It's extra sort of bonus from that point of view. She hasn't thrust the phone down, hopefully. Hopefully she's still... Are you still there, Amelia?
I'm totally amazed by the fact that I'm on that.
Yeah, you've been with us for a sufficiently suitable probationary period now to actually graduate to having your own part jingle, which is wonderful. Even Natalie hasn't actually got that one as yet, really. It's something life will continue. There's lots of other things happening at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal as well, of course. Just share with us some of the highlights and where people can go to find out details, not only about the Dam Busters, but also looking ahead to newtheatreroyal.co.uk events.
So highlights include 20th Century Boy, which is a T-Rex tribute at the beginning of June. We have Dinosaur World Life, which looks incredible, which is suitable for anyone 3 and above. I think the whole of the workforce at the New Theatre Royal are going to be borrowing my child to sit with him to pretend that they're looking after him, whereas actually we just all want to see it. And what else?
Yeah, I mean, just for a moment there, you could actually get together with Julie Ellaby and offer 2 more children. I'm thinking, Michael, you might want to have a word with Julie about sort of proposing that we actually rent out Ellaby's children. But it's a thought there.
It would be. It's a good idea because I really want to see the dinosaur. Well,
there you are. You see, so you know, I think Michael Wardhall, you're involved with young audiences. You need a child.
Yeah. It's research, really. You know.
We're not. Brilliant. Clearly, I want to actually alert people. We're not in the essence of actually farming out children here, but it's a possibility. I just raise it there as a line forward. Michael, any grandchildren you've got that you might be available for hire as yet, or?
No, I think they're a bit too old for that. Right. They'd probably demand a higher fee than they could pay. Actually,
surely the pleasure of seeing the dinosaur show—that's all you actually need for the whole system.
Yeah, normally we actually do a whole range of other bits and pieces, but we've had to rapidly put other bits and bobs to the fore. Michael Woodall, tell us once more about the young audience's aspect and how you've been busily involved with that. And who knows, maybe Amelia's child, whose name, of course, is...
Joshua,
thank you, might be interested in seeing some of these fun events that you're putting together.
Yeah, so we've also got something coming up called Lincoln Fun Palace, which we've been running. This will be our third year doing it, and that is another opportunity for people in the community to kind of come together and share a skill. It's either based on science or arts, and we kind of just share. It's a whole day full of free activities, and it's been really fun in the past. I've had loads of people coming up, and that's the first weekend in October. So yeah, we've just got loads of stuff popping up throughout the year to celebrate our 10th birthday. So if you're interested in getting involved, find us on the website or kind of contact the box office, and there's loads of things that you can come get involved in.
Splendid stuff.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can, Amelia. It's your show. You have your own jingle. You can do anything you want, basically. You know? You've arrived.
I can't believe I've got a jingle. I just wondered, my little boy's 2.5, would it be suitable for him, or is it for older children?
It's suitable for absolute any age at all. We did have a lot of young children there last year. We had a lot of free kind of arts and craft workshops, DJ workshops that are kind of accessible to younger children as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
You see, that's what you call putting theatrical groupings together in a holistic style, a festival of deep thought and just wondrousness, really. You've been listening to Inspired On Air. We've got two final things that we'd like to wrap up with, as ever, in this May piece. It gives us a whole new stirring spirit here as Jeff Love and an orchestra actually takes us through to the whole system. We found the answer to the Black Eyed Peas question we put earlier, thanks to Stanford Weller Academy. Jeff Love, he was a band leader, sorting out the Ambassadors March. Splendid stuff. Amelia, I don't know if you remember the words, but basically they are: be inspired. After three, we need to say them: a one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.
Be inspired.
Be inspired.